We've got mail. Spence's courage. I've really appreciated all the articles. Every month I read and enjoy the great stories. The jokes are pretty good, too. I like how they are church-related. In the November 2002 New Era, I read about Spence MacArthur in One Step Ahead. He had lost his leg at an early age and went through many trials. I enjoyed reading this article. It made me think how hard it must be for him. I recently got my cast off after breaking my thumb playing football. I had a hard time writing and doing things I love, like football and basketball. I can hardly imagine how it would feel to not have a leg my whole life. Spence showed great faith and courage, accomplishing all the things he did. Michael McRae, Beaverton, Oregon. At the Crossroads. Thank you for publishing the November 2002 issue of The New Era. I was at a crossroads in my life. I didn't know what I was going to do until I picked up this wonderful magazine and read every article and story. I'm especially grateful for the article by Spencer W. Kimball, Live for the Future. I needed to hear those words of inspiration. I was thinking in terms of here and now, when I really need to be thinking in terms of living for the future. I was able to sort out my life because of this inspiring piece. Many, many thanks. Allison Bullock, Baltimore, Maryland. Taking me home. November is a difficult time of year for me. I have 7 children and live far from extended family. My mother died on Thanksgiving Day 11 years ago. As I read the sweet story of a young girl being comforted by her friends after the death of her father, I was deeply touched. Referred to A Tear in a Rose, November 2002. I felt the pain and loneliness of the girl in the story. I felt the comfort of her friends who conveyed empathy and love for her. As I finished the article, I dried my tears and contemplated how much I had needed to read that one story. Then I noticed the name of the author. It was a familiar name. She was a girl I knew in my hometown school, thousands of miles away. I remembered her dad's death. I could have been one of the girls from her class who cried with her that day. Thank you for publishing that beautiful story. It took me home again. Laura Lyman Debenham, Effingham, Illinois. Stylish examples. I recently started receiving The New Era when I turned 12. Whenever I feel sad or angry, I turn to this magazine. One particular article caught my eye. The article was Evaluate Your Style, January 2002. These young women set an example in never giving up the dreams they wanted. They came up with designs for modest dresses, a logo, and went through with a presentation to a clothing store. I respect and admire that. I learned a lesson from this article. I hope to follow their examples and take action in the things I want to happen. Meg DeYoung, Ogden, Utah. We love hearing from you. Write us at New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, We've Got Mail.